Today is Monday, October 19th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording late again. This is becoming a thing with me because I worked all day and then I had a production issue with my application at like 5:15. And I couldn't, no one else could go and I needed to go, and it takes like a half an hour for me to get to work. Maybe not that long, maybe 25 minutes. And then 25 minutes to get back. And so I basically rushed up there. I was there by like, 5:45 or something. It took me 10 or 15 minutes to fix the issue. And I was home by about 6:20, 6:25, something like that. But I needed to watch Big Brother because we're recording But First tonight. And so I needed to make sure that I did that before I did anything else. But I also needed to cook dinner because I didn't, even if I wanted to just like, and I know I was, I said I'm starting Weight Watchers this week, and I needed to cook dinner because even if I'd have wanted to not do Weight Watchers and like completely be a liar and change my mind, I had no time to go pick up food. Because again, I had 3 episodes of Big Brother to watch. I don't know why I keep waiting till the last minute to watch these, but I do. And now there's a Big Brother that gets aired on Monday evenings. And I don't want to get spoiled for that one, plus stuff that happened after it. Plus, practically our spoilers spoil the whole week, on that show. And if I also hadn't seen tonight's episode, some of the hosts will have seen tonight's episode, and so they're going to want to cover it, even if it's just in spoilers. So I'm like, I've got to do that, I have to watch the episode. So I cooked, we watched Big Brother, and now it's about 14 minutes before we're going to record But First, and I'm here recording Geeky Gay so that I can get that out before before we do the recording, and then, then I'll do that, and then I'll be done for the evening. And I don't know if I'm going to edit it right after we're done, or if I'm going to just wait until tomorrow. I'll probably wait till tomorrow. Let's go ahead and listen to a voicemail.
Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie battler, and I haven't called for ages because, what can I say about your backyard that you can't get anyone to design the gardening, your pool that can't get put in?
What happened there? You were like, I feel like you had more to say, Scotty, and then you were just like cut off. I don't know if that was on purpose or if you're just like, I can't be bothered to even finish this call. But anyway, thank you for your call, though. I really do appreciate it. And what you're saying, Scotty, is my life has become so boring and I've become so repetitive on this show that you literally have nothing to say. Like, you're like, I've heard it all already. And so you're like, nothing to say. Well, that's fine. But I do appreciate you calling, even if you call and like read a poem. Or, anything like that, whatever you want to do, be yourself. But I do appreciate the call. I hope you're having a good week. And All right. So what happened over the weekend? Well, nothing really happened over the weekend, but I worked more on the Pride 48 application that I'm building, and it's going to do a lot of back end stuff. So a lot of people won't even know, but I'm going to add a feature on the website where people who are going to the website will be able to play the most recent episode of any podcast that's listed on the show page. And we're also going to have a featured podcast of the week. And so it's going to be on the front page, and it's going to have a little player where people can play that and a link so that you can go and subscribe to that podcast. It's so weird. I just saw like something in the corner of my eye and I thought, oh my God, there's like a ghost. But anyway, or Mark trying to scare me. I was like, who is that there? But there was no one. So I worked on that, and we played Pokemon on Saturday as well. And so that was, you know, a little bit of the day. And then I feel like there was something else on Saturday that I did, but I cannot remember. We watched a bunch of TV because that's what we always do. But I can't remember, so I guess it was nothing of note. And then on Sunday, it's chore day on Sundays always, so I got up about 9:30. Mark had already been up for a while, and he wanted me to vacuum. So I took the vacuum cleaner around, and I vacuumed all the rugs. So we have this vacuum cleaner that we've had for a while, and I've never been able to find a vacuum cleaner that I thought did a good job. Like, and I don't even know what brand this is. It's something that my mom recommended that she used, but I don't feel like it does a very good job. Also, I'm a procrastinator, and I'm a little bit lazy. And so this has, it's bagless, but I find on these bagless models, and I think most vacuum cleaners nowadays are bagless, but I remember the day when we had the Electrolux. I don't know if you guys know. Well, if you're out of the country, you may not know Electrolux, but any of you older folks, I don't even know if they're still around, but we had an Electrolux vacuum cleaner. And I felt like it did a very good job, but it was one of those that you had to drag it around behind you. It wasn't like an upstanding one. It was, did they call them a canister vacuum? I don't remember, but it had wheels on it, but it was a kind of a long cylindrical, I don't know, looking thing, and it had a big long hose with whatever attachment that you wanted to put on there. And I felt like it did a really good job, and it lasted for a really long time, and it had bags. And so when it would get full, you would just take the bag out, put it in the trash, and put in a new bag. And I've never found a vacuum cleaner that I felt did as good a job as that Electrolux. But anyway, I vacuumed is what I'm saying. And so I vacuumed anywhere there was carpet or rugs. But the main thing I don't like about our current vacuum cleaner is even on the tallest setting, it's not tall enough to really get over our thick rugs that we have. And so when I'm trying to roll it across the rug, it gets sucked and attached to the rug. And it's like, and I have to I really have to muscle it. And it's very difficult. I wish it got just a little bit higher for these, you know, thick rugs that we have. So I did that. Maybe I'll look. I don't even know if Electrolux still sells vacuum cleaners, but maybe I'll look. Because if they still sell vacuum cleaners, I could totally buy a vacuum cleaner from them and just be like, you know what? I'm going retro. I'm going to have my Electrolux. I'm looking at their website right now, and it looks like they mostly do refrigerators, ovens, stoves. I don't see any vacuum cleaners. So maybe they do not sell vacuum cleaners anymore. That's a bummer. If any of you guys have recommendations on a vacuum cleaner... Another vacuum cleaner that was pretty good was those that they sold like in the 80s, the Rainbow. And they were really expensive. But I really need to get my Vitamix, so I should hold off on the vacuum cleaners. Anyway, so I vacuumed, and I also cleaned the bathrooms because that's how good of a partner I am. I cleaned all the toilets. We have three toilets. I cleaned all of the vanities and the mirrors and the sinks. And did all of that. I did not clean the bathtub or the two showers, but I did Windex the big glass wall on the porn shower. So I did all of that. Anyway, so we did that stuff in the morning, and then I mowed the front yard. So I got so much accomplished. And then, again, because I'm being a good son, I'm like, okay, we need to plan a trip to the parents' house this afternoon. And I texted them and I said, hey, we wanted to do it a little bit earlier than we did it last week because, you know, it's getting darker earlier and we don't want to be out in the dark. And so I texted them and I said, hey, would it be okay if we drop by about 2:30? And at first they said okay, but then about 2, My mom called and said, oh, my stomach's bothering me and I just took some medicine. Can you give me an extra hour? Well, we had kind of planned out our whole afternoon where we were going to go see them for an hour and then stop by the grocery store and leave Sydney at their house and do our grocery shopping and then pick up Sydney on the way home and then come home and we'd be done for the evening. Instead, we did our grocery shopping, came back, unloaded everything, and then went to their house. So it was an exciting evening. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.